Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's start with the Chiefs and their aggressiveness, because yesterday you guys heard Andy Reid live during this show around noon, and he was asked a question about, hey, you guys are going for it on fourth down a little bit more. Is that intentional? Is that something that you guys have made a concerted effort to go out there and try to be a little more aggressive on fourth downs? Now, he said, no, we're not really doing anything any different. I think he was talking about the conversion percentage. They've had a good conversion percentage for years, but right now, 2 weeks in, it's early, they are going for fourth down more often.
Yes, way more often. And that's the part where I don't understand. Like Andy yesterday, I feel like he intentionally misinterpreted the question because he's always trying to like play a game a little bit where he doesn't want teams thinking about the thing that he knows to be true or whatever it is. But right now, as it sits with the Chiefs, over the last 3 years, they go for it. I'll just give you an average. Over the last, rather than list it off by year. Over the last 4 years, the Chiefs are in the 20s. They're like the 22nd, 23rd, roughly, team in amount of times they go for fourth down. They have 1 year where they were not particularly good at going for it on fourth down, and they were in the 20s in percentage. And the other 3 years, they were in the top 10 of conversion rate. But they do not, decidedly, do not go for it more than two-thirds of the NFL. Sometimes even lower than that. Sometimes they're bottom five in the NFL. Two-thirds of the NFL, bare minimum, sometimes three-quarters of the NFL, goes for fourth downs more than the Chiefs do in any given season. And yet this year, in two games, they have gone for fourth down six times and accomplished it five. So they're very successful so far in their attempts. The one, obviously, that people know from the game on Sunday that eventually led to the Eagles' field goal. I think they are going to go for it more. And it's a bit concerning because I think it's pretty clearly gold, a sign that they know they need it. Like, they know they need the points. And maybe it's just because Worthy and Rice aren't back yet. But I think it's based in the idea, not that what he said, which is like, well, the Eagles are aggressive, so we have to be aggressive. But instead, we have to go for it because these points aren't easy to come by right now.
Yeah, I think it's that. I also think, you know, when your offense is sluggish and struggling, you're trying to find a way to jumpstart it and hope maybe that's what gets the offense going and gets them in rhythm, or you know that the possessions in a game, you know, you're not able now to get into a shootout. So you better, when you have the ball, you better score on that possession, because if you miss a single possession, even though your defense in this past game was playing really well, it can be a problem for you. I think this is one of those we're going to have to track, you know, a month from now, where are they at? And then also, what's the month after look like when Rice and Worthy, hopefully, and Brown, hopefully, are on the field at the same time? Does that change their thought process? I had no issue. I think we talked about it.
More aggressive. I actually am fine with it.
We talked about this yesterday. The fourth and one in particular, right out of halftime on their own 30-something yard line. Obviously, the execution was terrible. I have no problem with that. I was texting with a friend yesterday, and they're like, can you believe they went for this fourth and one right out of halftime? I was like, actually, I have no problem with that. I think there's a lot of fans that didn't like that. I'm fine with that. Right out of the gate, yes, it ended up being three free points, and I know the final score, you lost by three, and you can play that game.
But Carlson missed a field goal. Sure. The three can come a lot of different places.
I think they needed that. The game was tied 10-10 at that moment. You got the opening kickoff. You go three and out and punt it right away. That's a momentum killer. Now, you could argue when you turn it over on downs, that can kill momentum too. There's arguments on both sides to that, but I have no problem with that decision. I hope it doesn't deter them from being aggressive. If against the Giants on Sunday Night Football, for example, on their opening drive, if they have a fourth and one at their own 38-yard line or 40 on the first possession, maybe they'll punt it. But if it's a game in which you know your offense is struggling again, I would want them to do that again. I have no problem with that thought process. But I'll be interested to see, was that Andy just not wanting to shed light on the fact that they're being more aggressive, or did he not understand the question? Because the question, here was the whole sequence.
Yeah, we've always been one of the top teams in the league to go for it on fourth down. So I've done that for years. I tell you no.
But you have the number. They haven't
it's
been
not accurate.
They haven't been one of the top teams to go for it on fourth down.
That's what we would call a lie or misleading. Again, they've been consistently in the 20s in the total number of attempts. Again, they are one of the more successful teams on fourth down, which might be why
the conversion rate is what he's saying.
We have sat on this show, I don't even know how many times, Gold, talking about how teams on the other side are far more aggressive as it relates to fourth down than the Chiefs, and how I would like them to mimic that. What's funny about this is I like this. I would like this to continue even when you get your weapons back, and partly because you're good at it. Like, forget the one that you missed for just a second. If you told me for every fourth down they went for, Gold, they got 5 out of 6. I'm good here. Go for as many fourth downs as you feel like at that point. Mostly because the Chiefs' aggressiveness is relative to the, I think, 1 or 2 yard game. They had a 4th and 7 in the fourth quarter with about 10 minutes to go, trailing by double digits. So, like, they could have, at that time in the Eagles game, made an argument for going for that 4th and 7 on their own side of the field. They decided not to. They punted. They were still in the game after the Tyquan Thornton one, so they were still alive, although it was hard, and they had to get a stop. If it's 4th and 1 and they want to go for it every time, I'm fine. I would prefer that they have a quarterback sneak to also roll into the mix, but that's a different thing. It's just, I don't know why he's trying to disguise it. I don't know why Andy doesn't want the league catching on. Like, they have the same statistics we do. They go over these numbers before. You are right now statistically far more likely to go for it.
Yeah, I don't know what his intent was with the answer. I will never have the answer to that. I just think it's interesting that through 2 weeks they are being more aggressive on fourth down. And I do think it's just because of the lack of issue, the lack of production, I should say, and the issue of offense consistently moving the football and not having the big plays again, and how every yard, as we said, is a struggle. The one thing on the 4th and 1, I know we're going to talk more play calling and specific stuff at 11 o'clock about this offense, including somebody I know you want to talk about as well. But like on that 4th and 1, it wasn't a QB sneak, duh. It also wasn't just, you know, simple as it gets, halfback dive, our line is going to beat your line. It was Kareem Hunt, to his left. And Kareem Hunt clearly at that point, and not only did he fumble it later on in that carry, he's only, like, if you're a defender, you know, if he's set up to the left of Mahomes, you know he's not going to hand it off to him and then run and cut left.
Yeah.
So you're really narrowing.
You're telling the defense where you're telling
where you're going to go, and it makes it a little bit easier to predict if you're the defender there. Now, I guess they had someone to his right, didn't they, as well? They could hand it off to him. I can't remember who that was. But my point is, like, whoever you hand it off, you know which direction they're going in. So I don't even blame that one on Kareem Hunt. I don't know. That was your offensive line that you've invested so much in. Did not get any push.
No, they didn't. They got beat up pretty bad. And look, sometimes you're just going to lose snaps. Watch any other football game. Sometimes guys get 0 yards or lose 2 or only gain 1. Sometimes you lose on the line of scrimmage. Obviously, it's more important that you don't lose in those moments. But what I'm saying is they're actually quite successful this year in those moments. So if they need to, in the meantime, be a more aggressive team, fine. And I told you I was worried about it due to the fact that kickers are making longer kicks than ever. And the fact that Harrison Butker has historically been one of the better kickers, although if he keeps missing as many as he's been missing last year and then this year, we'll be having a different conversation. If this year goes the same as last year, then the price he's paid is not worth what you might be able to find on the open market. And so, you know, like that's down the road. We don't have to have that conversation yet. But when you look at where they are, it's like, I was worried they were going to be less aggressive, but they know. I think they know what we know. In the meantime, while they're still short weapons, they got to get points. Right now in the first 2 games, not only does it look hard, they're also just not scoring. Last year, it looked hard, but at least, Gold, they were like getting in the 20s. Maybe they weren't a world beater offense of all time, but they were at least putting up some points. In these first 2 games, they're not even doing that. They're just like, they're just sitting in the teens.
They are. Now, how much of that, first 2 games out of the gate last year, and they were playoff teams, right, that they faced, Were they the same defenses? I don't know. I guess we'll find out as the season goes on how good ultimately the Eagles defense ends up being, how good the Chargers defense, who looked really good again last night. But last year they opened up against the Ravens. They scored 27 points. Last year in second game, they scored 26 against the Bengals defense. It turned out to be the worst in football, and they scored 26. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, are we going to find out that like these are just also two really good defenses, and does some of it at least to a certain extent level out? Like the Giants have a really good front. Their issue is not their defense. The Giants' issue is their offense. I say that after
their defense
had a shootout.
Was an issue last week.
Yeah, I say that after they got in the shootout. And Russell Wilson threw for over 400 yards, so their offense obviously wasn't the problem necessarily there. Some of this we'll have to figure out, but I like the aggressiveness. We'll see if that continues.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.